yesterday we were supposed to do this show.
Right. I didn't want to say anything to you because Anthony, for many, many years, not only has put up with me and put up with a lot of me, but he spends a lot of time producing stuff. And then when we've worked at different radio stations, they make him produce stuff he doesn't need to produce. Like, he overworks all the time. So we were supposed to do the show yesterday, and I did not give you shit about it. I didn't say anything when we spoke before the show tonight. I didn't say, hey, what the fuck happened to you yesterday? I didn't say a word. I thought, I'm just going to, as my thank you to you, I'm just going to let it go, which, you know, is really hard for me to do.
So whenever we did the show 2 days ago, I couldn't remember if we said one day or the other day. I couldn't remember. So I'm going to blame you.
Why?
Because I didn't look at my phone. And I know this is such a guy thing to say. I didn't look at my phone all day.
Which I don't believe. No, everyone's phone is glued to their hand. Whenever someone says, I didn't get your text, I'm like, well, were you in a coma? Were you in an iron lung? Why didn't you look at your text? Where was your phone?
Yeah. So me saying I didn't see my phone all day sounds like a guy excuse.
It does.
But it's a good excuse because it's actually what happened. So around 5 o'clock, because I look at my phone all day long.
Yeah.
That's all. I have it in my hand all day long when I'm working. When I'm not working, I try to stay far away from my phone if possible.
Why? What's wrong with your phone?
I don't know. I want peace and quiet. It's just one day I have. I don't know. So
it's weird that your peace and quiet day is to not be on your phone. For me, a peace and quiet day is to only be with my phone.
No, so I'm going to blame you for not looking at my phone. I didn't look at my phone from 5 o'clock yesterday till 10 o'clock last night. So for 5 hours, I swear to God, I didn't look at my phone. So, and it's your fault.
Why?
Because you gave me your Netflix password and I got stuck on the game show Awake.
What is that? How do I not know about this?
It's the greatest show. And the bad thing about it is one episode will end and they'll say the next one starts 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the next one starts.
It rolls right in. Yeah,
and it just keeps on going.
Yeah, I love that. So wait, what's the show that I'm missing that I don't know about?
So they make people stay awake for 24 hours.
Oh my God, someone's going to die doing that.
They put $1 million worth of quarters in a room and you have to count as many quarters as you can. So let's say you count $35,000 worth of quarters in 24 hours. So you got to sit there and go 25, 50, 75, a dollar. But you can't write it down.
So you sit there watching people count?
No. So that's just a piece of it. So they show people counting and they're half dead because it's been going on for 24 hours. So then they have to do stunts as being 30 hours now, no sleep.
Okay.
Like you have to take a needle and thread needles when you haven't slept.
Okay.
So it's just, it's mind-numbing stupidness. But it ran for 5 hours yesterday.
Wow.
And I didn't really even pee. I just sat there like staring at this stupid show all day long.
You know, it's so crazy how Netflix, like they have an algorithm because that show never comes up on any of my suggestions. When it says trending now, that's not even on my trending now. Like you always find shows on Netflix that are not at all anything that they would ever pitch me. Because my guess is Selling Sunset is not something that you know about.
I've never seen that.
Right, exactly. It's the number one show on Netflix. And I'd stopped watching it for a while just because. So I don't know if you know who, you don't know who Trisha Stouse is, but if you saw her, you'd love her a long time. She's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my entire life. She's so gorgeous. I can't even believe she's a person and not like a drawing. So she was married to Justin Hartley from This Is Us. And their marriage falls apart while she's on this show. She thinks everything's great and fine and she's happy. And then she finds out that he's divorced her and texts her about it. Like after 6 years together, she finds out that she's divorced basically from TMZ like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. And he texts her and he's like, oh, by the way, I filed for divorce. What? What? And then a couple months later, he married a friend of theirs, which was obviously he was cheating on her with this other friend or whatever the story was. I mean, we don't know. We don't know because they both never said. So I was interested in that storyline and like one other storyline. This other girl who was a Playboy centerfold, she ended up, she's now married to that guy, Tarek, whatever, from Flip This House.
Oh, and that guy, yeah.
And that was a big story in the news. So I'm interested in her life and Trishel's life because they've been in pop culture and they're in Page Six and all that kind of stuff. But once those storylines kind of ended and they started trying to bring in new characters, I was like, ugh, I'm done with this bullshit. So I stopped watching it, but now I heard that the new season is good. So I'm trying to get back into it. But I was thinking, like, there's no way. Like, this is the number one show on Netflix for women. Like, they are not, and gay men, they're not pitching that show to you. Like,
no.
Netflix is not like, Anthony, guess what? New season, Selling Sunset. Like, there's no way that's happening.
Yeah, because I would never go back to Netflix. I'd be like, they don't know what I want, and they have nothing, so I'm not watching it. No, my day started with Hulu, and I was watching The Kardashians.
No, you did not.
I did it for you, because I know we were going to have to talk about it. So right. I know there's a new Kardashian show, so I decided to watch it. I got 20 minutes into it, and I bailed. I couldn't do it.
Right, because you started losing brain cells watching it.
I can't. None of them.
I will talk about the Kardashians and Kanye and Pete Davidson and all that kind of stuff ad nauseum, but I will not watch a minute of those shows, mostly because all the drama is already taking place in the press. By the time you see it on the show, it's already happened. So I don't need to see Kim's pregnancy that I've known about. She's had the baby and now they're first showing her pregnancy. Like, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite thing is they started posting like, the Kardashians are back. Bitch, you didn't go anywhere. Like, back. You have been in my face nonstop. Back from what? The bathroom? Like, you didn't go anywhere.
No, I'm sitting here watching it going, how many kids are in that house? That's not her real ass. There's no way. I'm watching this show and I'm losing my mind going, I didn't know there was that many sisters. I thought there was three, but there's like eight.
No, there's five sisters.
There's five?
Well, yeah, there's two Jenners and three Kardashians.
Let's see. I'm already done. I know the Travis is dating one of them. But the other,
Kylie, yeah.
But another one is dating a guy named Travis. So I'm
oh,
super.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's two Travises.
I'm
right. There's
super
Travis
confused.
Scott and Travis Barker. They're both with the Travis.
And then they showed the Scott guy who looks like a pedophile.
Scott Disick, yeah.
I don't know
that's the ex-husband.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't trust him with.
He's creepy because Scott Disick is like 36 and he keeps dating like 18-year-olds. I mean, they're legal, but it's creepy. Yeah, you're right. It's very creepy. But that's the thing. See, I know everything about the Kardashians and I've never seen a minute of any of their shows. I don't need to. It is in the press, in my face constantly. I can't avoid it even if I want to. In fact, today on our Twitter page, we tweeted about Pete Davidson got a tattoo on his neck of the initials of Kim Kardashian's children. And it's like, all right, I totally ship those two. I think they're adorable together. I hope they're happy. I think it's a little early to be getting a tattoo of your new girlfriend's kids on your, first of all, a neck tattoo. That's a big commitment. Everyone's going to see it. You can't hide that.
Mm-hmm.
A neck tattoo says, I'm never going to work in the corporate world. And then also, it seemed like a diss to Kanye, like, I got your kids now, right? So it's like, you put a tattoo on your neck that's a diss to another guy? A tattoo? I could see wearing a t-shirt that says, Kim is my lawyer, or I'm fucking Kim Kardashian. That's, you know, some of those t-shirts that are out there, that's fine. But a neck tattoo to diss your rival? That's some serious mental illness.
I know, but he's been treating tattoos like they're a blackboard anyway, where you can take it and erase it and start all over again. So he's taking off more tattoos than he's putting on. So he's like, I can put it on there. I can take it off easy.
Yeah, it's funny because everybody on Twitter was like, I wonder what he's going to color over it. Like, I wonder what he's going to turn it into.
Yeah, he's going to put some, you know, foghorn leghorn or some crap, weird crap over his neck.
However, remember he had like a million Ariana Grande tattoos.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got an alien from that movie. He's got Jaws. He's got crazy shit on his
body.
But
that's fine. He's not married to Jaws. He's not dating Jaws. That's fine. But it's my only advice to people who are dating. Don't tattoo each other's names on your bodies until you've been together like 20 years. And even then.
Even then, shit could walk out the door at any moment. And
at
then
any
you're
moment.
Stuck
and
you with
don't,
it.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. And then, you know, my whole thing about tattoos now, like, this is the difference between you and I being, I mean, we're not really Gen X. We're somewhere between Gen X and Millennial, I would say. But still, the difference between us is that we were growing up, tattoos were something that was like edgy, mm-hmm. that only like
outlaws
and bad boys and, you know, people who rode motorcycles and, you know, tattoos was not something regular people did. Then suddenly it changed where everybody had tattoos on them, like sleeves of tattoos. And it wasn't original. It wasn't interesting anymore. It's like, oh, you have a sleeve of tattoo. You went to Catholic school. Yawn. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like people getting like full. I'm more impressed with people that don't have tattoos.
It's like, what are you, crazy?
That's edgy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you made it through the 90s and 2000s and didn't get a tattoo, you're my fucking hero.
Yeah. I mean, like you have none.
Well, it's not because I'm a scared of needles. I'm a scared.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a scared of all that
stuff.
I need
a target.
I'm a scared.
Something to aim for.
Well, that's the thing. So when my friends first started getting tattoos, you know, of course, my friends, they went for the tramp stamp first.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, and if you don't know what a tramp stamp is, that's the tattoo you get on your very lower back.
Go to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, right. You get in your lower back because the only time someone's going to see it is if they have you bent over. Otherwise, mm-hmm. like your pants cover it. No one in the real world's going to see it. You got to have your G-string on or a bikini or be naked for someone to see your tattoo. So that's why it's called a tramp stamp. So my friends all had tramp stamps. And then I had some friends that started getting like sleeves of tattoos. And friends of mine that were like lawyers or friends of mine that were, you know, mommies and did not lead a punk, edgy kind of life, but they just wanted to hang on to their youth in some way or their identity because they'd lost it. So they got sleeves of tattoos. And it just became like, I always think that Dr. Seuss book, The Starbelly Sneeches, do you know that one?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that, where if you don't know the Dr. Seuss book, Starbelly Sneeches, it was original when one sneech had a star on his belly. And then once everybody started getting the stars on their bellies, it wasn't unique anymore. And the Starbelly Sneeches became like every sneech had a star on their belly. That's what the tattoos have become. So, you know, Pete Davidson tattooing his whole body. The only people I can think of that are sort of edgy with it is maybe like Post Malone, who's doing the face tattoos. Like, that's a real commitment.
Yeah, the one Travis guy. He's got tattoos on his head and his neck and all that.
Barker, yeah.
Yeah, he took it to the next level. He took it Post Malone style.
But he's a rock star. That's the thing. So is Post Malone. These are musicians.
Mm.
If you're a full-time musician and you're not covered in tattoos, your music probably sucks. You know what I mean?
But if you have to rely on getting a job, you might not want to do that.
Yeah. I mean, even like in the TV world, I noticed when you get a request, the one question they ask, are you fully vaccinated and do you have any visible tattoos?
Oh, really?
Those are the two questions you get asked first.